I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1108, One Hit Wonder. A lot of the music I liked growing up in the 1970s were one-hit wonders. Songs like In the Summertime, Ride, Captain, Ride, Spirit in the Sky, Stuck in the Middle with You, Kung Fu Fighting, Seasons in the Sun, Afternoon Delight, Ring My Bell, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, and so on. If you're close to my age, you probably already know those songs, even though the artist really only had a one-hit wonder. But every age has them, even in Bible times. Today, let's look at a biblical one-hit wonder. The guy's name was Ethan. See, I knew you never heard of him. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because God says that our primary purpose is to love Him, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. And that doesn't mean we have to be well-known, doesn't mean we have to be popular or successful. We just have to do the best we can with what we can, and God will do the rest. Phil Moore tells it this way. These are his words. Ethan was a rather impressive worship leader. Next to Asaph and Heman, he led the third worship choir at the tabernacle and temple. He lived up to his name, which meant faithful, steadfast, or reliable. But his friends also appeared to have given him the nickname Jeduthun, which describe his character even further. It means the praise man. And it is likely that David and Asaph dedicated Psalm 39, 62, and 77 to him, because they knew that only he would truly lead the people in singing them the way they should be sung. We are told in 1 Kings 4:31 that he was one of the wisest men of his generation. And in 1 Chronicles 25:3 and 2 Chronicles 35:15, he was so gifted in singing prophetic songs that King David appointed him as the royal seer. Ethan was so impressive that it is somewhat surprising that only one of his songs made it into the Book of Psalms. Asaph and the sons of Korah contributed 12 songs each, but Ethan was a psalmist with a one-hit wonder. The editors of the Psalms insist in the title of Psalm 89 that it was indeed written by Ethan, the one-hit wonder. When we read Psalm 89, we're struck by just how wonderful this one-hit wonder truly was. It's the third longest psalm and one of the very best constructed. It is marked as a miskal, or a psalm of instruction, because we need to learn how to express our deepest feelings to God in a way which gets an answer. Ethan's introduction, the first four verses, celebrates God's faithfulness and covenant love. These aren't just abstract concepts to Ethan. They consume his soul, as he uses each of these two Hebrew words seven times in this psalm as the bedrock of his prayer. He expands on why he praises God for his faithfulness and covenant love in verses 5 to 18. Ethan's introduction also celebrates the covenant which the Lord made with David in 2 Samuel 7. He expands on why the Davidic covenant means so much to him in verses 19 to 37, getting excited that the Lord spoke to David as a young man and promised to raise him up to be a messianic king, the firstborn over his people. In verse 38, however, it's the equivalent of a learner driver trying to change gears without using the clutch. No, it's worse than that. It's the equivalent of a learner driver trying to change into reverse without using the clutch while traveling down the motorway at a high speed. Ethan shocks us so much with a sudden change of tone that we can almost hear the screeching engine and smell the burning rubber. He is showing us how to pray in a way that gets an answer. He points out in verses 38 to 45 that it looks as though the Lord has been unfaithful to his covenant with David. He has rejected him, thrown his crown into the dust, and let foreign armies freely plunder his cities. He doesn't actually accuse the Lord of wrongdoing, but he expresses his contrasting feelings with such passion that it can't be ignored. Ethan asks why God is hiding and points out that he can no longer see the faithfulness and covenant love. Ethan ends his prayer with the Hebrew word Messiah. That final word reminds us what was achieved through his one-hit wonder. The Lord answered Ethan's prayer centuries later by sending Israel a far better Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, who would be heir to David's throne, the true Holy One, verse 19, the true servant, verse 20, the true firstborn Son of God, verses 26 and 27. and the true King of Kings whose rule will last forever. Verse 29. Wow! Phil Moore said it so well, didn't he? I hope today spurred you to grab your Bible and read Psalm 89 and see what Ethan, the one-hit wonder, was actually trying to get at. Let's ask this great question. If you had to sum up the purpose of all Scripture in one sentence, what would it be? Let's pray. Lord, teach us to pray like Ethan, the one-hit wonder. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1109. And in the meantime, again from Phil Moore. Ethan reminds us that it is not how much or how long we pray that matters. It's how much we express what God has placed in our hearts and how much we make a compelling case for the Lord to do all that He has made us want Him to do. That's what Ethan shows us through this great psalm of crunching contrast and anguish pleas. We will see our own prayers answered too if we learn a lesson from Ethan, the one-hit wonder.